Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we are taking a look at the Fantasy Football Dudes. Their description in Apple Podcasts says, when you think of dudes, don't think of the guys who change their roster while using the John. These guys eat, sleep, and urinate fantasy. They won't keep you guessing. They'll keep you winning all season long, whether you're the new guy or the old salty veteran. The dudes do what they do for you. If you're looking for a politically correct podcasting, if you're looking for a politically correct podcast, keep looking. Tune in for another example of Reading with Dave. And we're going to listen to the episode, Yetis and Chicken Strips. But before we do that, we got to remind you about this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, time to get our dude on. I'm listening through Overcast today, and it goes like this.
Today on the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast, we are finally announcing our Yeti mug winners, doing some starts and some matchups. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Alongside me is Jordan and Samuel. I am your host, Trent. Guys, this is our last show before the big championship game.
Hey, I'm fired up. I didn't even make a championship game this year. I barely missed it in the semifinals. Sadly, my brother's making it, and one of my best friends, they're meeting in fantasy championship. What about you, Jordan?
In my one league, I'm in the
championship. What's going on? Is there something wrong on my phone? Hold on.
For the big championship game.
Hey, I'm fired up. I didn't even make a championship game this year. I barely missed it in the semifinals. Sadly, my brother's making it, and one of my best friends, they're meeting in fantasy championship. What about you, Jordan?
Okay, that's weird. That's almost like YouTube jump cunt. And also, anybody else notice that guy just admitted I didn't make the championships? So the guy that's giving me the advice on how to pick fantasy foot did not, okay.
What about you, Jordan?
In my one league, I'm in the championship. I don't know how I made it, but I made it.
There we go.
I'm excited to be there, and it's a little nerve-wracking. It's a decent amount of money on the line. We'll see how it goes. I'm just going to play the guys I've been playing the last couple
of weeks. Those jump cuts are bad.
Hey, good luck. I'm fired up. It's Christmas time. I'm hoping for a Christmas miracle. What about you, Trent? What are you up to these days?
Normally, I can't go to sleep on Christmas Eve because of Santa. This year, I'm not going to be able to sleep because I'm just ready for this fantasy football championship. I was in three semifinals. I advanced in one. I'm not sleeping on Christmas Eve.
Hey, that's awesome. I'm still playing for third place, so I don't know if that's like a loser statement or it just shows how much I love fantasy football. So hopefully our starts and sits
get you guys. All right, so he's going for third. He's not totally just stinking up the joint.
We got a new sponsorship, and we got a Yeti winner. And actually, we got our first Yeti winner.
That would sound a lot better if your podcast was in the stereo. You're in mono for some reason.
At gmail.com. So little DJ, we'll send you an email. If you reply, that Yeti's coming in the mail. So unless you just don't want it, but hopefully you unspammed us. So we got 9 more of those to give away.
Hey, congrats, DJP. That's an awesome Yeti you're getting. You're going to feel a lot of hot cocoa in that. Maybe some Christmas apple cider. I'm pumped for you.
Hopefully you're in the fantasy championship. You can fill that thing up with some Bang or Monster and get you fired up. That you've already had some fantasy luck winning that.
Or you could put water. You could put Mountain Dew. With that, here's 50,000 things you can put in your cup.
Most league buy-ins. So thank us later.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to the show. Samuel, we got any dude news?
We have a lot of dude news. Since last weekend, a lot of news has dropped. First up, the Steelers. What was up with them on Monday night? They looked awful. How did they look to you, Jordan?
I don't know. The Steelers. Well, the first issue with the Steelers is, what do we know? All the Steelers have always been known for what?
Running the ball.
They can't run the ball. Their defense.
Here's my thing. If you're in fantasy football, you're watching ESPN and you're getting all the news. Do I need more news from stuff that I already just saw on Monday when I woke up waiting, pretending I was going to go to work because I work from home? And you can watch ESPN and get all this stuff in about 4 minutes.
Ever since then, they can't run the ball. Their defense is declining every single week. They're a mess right now.
Yeah, I think injuries have gotten to them. Yeah, that Wednesday game might have messed them up. Maybe things were going too easy, and they don't look hard right now.
I'm staying away from all Steelers. Last show, I talked about maybe wanting to play Ben Roethlisberger. I'm off. I'm done with him.
Hey, related to Steelers news, we have Juju. He's been dancing on TikTok on opposing teams' midfield
moves. Now, come
on.
How does Juju dancing on TikTok help me pick fantasy players? Come on now.
That's embarrassing. Juju, he hasn't proved himself yet. Juju, this guy is your typical millennial. He goes out there. He goes out there for the clout. He goes out there for the Instagram followers. He goes out there for the sponsorships. He doesn't go out there to win a game for his football team. Yeah, he says he does, but he doesn't. Juju, he's your typical USC Trojan. In it for the glitz and glamour, and he's not in it for the game.
Ouch. Do the Steelers re-sign Juju? Is this a contract year for him?
Hey, Chase Claypool is a way better talent, way better player, way better program from Notre Dame, Chase Claypool.
Well, I have a question then for you, Samuel. Hit me. Why does Chase Claypool play less than Juju Smith-Schuster?
Because Mike Tomlin is an idiot. First of all, Mike Tomlin, he wanted his team to stay inside for the
national. All right, I do like this, the fact that you don't all agree on everything, but you're still talking about the Steelers, and we are 4.5 minutes in, and we're nowhere near any kind of fantasy picks.
He's just blessed at a great spot in Pittsburgh with good talent, and Mike Tomlin does not know what he's doing.
Well, these next 4 weeks are really going to prove your theory wrong or right, Samuel.
Yeah, and most likely I'll be right, because Mike Tomlin, he can keep his bug eyes on the sideline and keep losing.
Pittsburgh, what is he? Is he like the fourth coach only in their whole
program
history? Oh my God.
Look, anybody that knows anything about football knows that Pittsburgh's only had like four coaches. The Cleveland Browns have had like 40, but if you watch football, you know this. Really? I mean, are you adding value here?
Other coaches on that team.
Did you say soup lip?
When he talks, how his lip light comes down and he's talking. And it's like, and he's like, you watch the old NFL classics. He's like, hey, how about that onside kick? How about that onside kick? How about that onside kick? Halftime. You see that coming? It's, yeah. How about you win a Super Bowl, you moron?
I think he did win a Super Bowl.
He did, but he didn't win that one. All right. The onside kick.
Are we going to get to picks anytime soon?
I'm just not a big Steelers guy. I think they're frauds in general.
More bad jump cuts.
East Coast football. Yeah, I'm a little West Coast biased, but Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, a couple things here. You did a couple things right. I like the fact that when you pass to somebody else, you're like, what do you think about that, Ryan? Use each other's names so I can kind of remember who's talking. That was good. I like your energy, but your audio is not great. It's listenable, but you guys got to pretend you're Oprah. I can tell you what's going on right now. I would be very surprised if I am wrong on this, but you have three guys probably sharing a Blue Yeti. And when you have multiple co-hosts, pretend you're Oprah. You get a microphone. You get a microphone. You get a microphone. It will boost your audio quality a lot, a ton. When you have one microphone in the middle of a table, it doesn't work. It sounds like you guys are in a hallway or a bathroom. And like I say, it's listenable, but it is distracting. So there's that. You did a good job at the beginning of moving along. Of, hey, I'm doing this and that. Okay, I'm doing this. So I thought that was cool. The music at the beginning, what was that for? It's like all of a sudden, hey, here's 10 seconds of music for what you need to do. If you're going to have that music, let people know what the show's about. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes, where we urinate football or whatever it was in your description. You know, something. And then I like the fact that you're giving away stuff and you're engaging with your audience. But think about that. That is for what? That's for a super fan. Who is listening at the end of the show? Super fans. And I would take that segment and put it towards the end. In fact, use it as a teaser. Hey, stay tuned. At the end, we're going to find out if you won a koozie or whatever the heck you were giving away. The news thing, I've already made my point. I think anybody who is serious about fantasy football is watching SportsCenter. to see how they did and to get all that. And if you watch anything on Fox or NBC, everybody's doing a recap of the week. I think by the time they get to your podcast, they've already got the news. So again, that would be another thing. If you're going to do it, either put it to the end or say, first, let's talk about running backs. Here's who I would pick in the running back. If you've got so-and-so, I would play them. Now, did you guys, let's take 2 seconds to talk about the Steelers. What happened on Monday night? And keep that concise. All right. And then go, all right, now let's talk about quarterbacks. Maybe you do that, mixing a little news in between picks. But I really don't think news is something you have to ask yourself. What is my audience tuning in for? They're like, who should I play in my team this week? That's really what they're looking for. And I would put that closer to the front. And then if you want to hear us talk about football and, you know, the news and all that other stuff, I would move that towards the end. So some pretty easy. Oh, the other thing, your jump cuts, whoever's editing your that show, that is, it's anything that is distracting. So when your audio gets too boomy and people start listening to how it sounds instead of what you're saying, that's distracting. When all the, you have these weird jump cut things. I don't know who's editing that, but they need fired or something. Because to me, when I do edits, the first thing I do is I do the edit and then I go back and listen and go, does that sound like it was edited? And if it does, then I either A, go back and do it again, or B, in some cases, there are some things, like if you try to edit out an you know, and it's like, I don't think so, that'd be hard to cut out. So that was, again, distracting, jarring too. I actually thought there was something wrong with my phone at the beginning of that. So I would fix your audio stuff. Again, it's definitely worth it. Lose the music thing or make an intro so people know what's coming up on the show. You did do that at the very beginning. Hey, we're going to give away a koozie and we got a new sponsor and all that other fun stuff. So not a horrible show, but definitely some room for improvement, especially with the editing and the microphone thing and the music. Those are all super easy to, you know, fix. So if you would like to have your show on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's very simple. Go over to Podcast Rodeo Show, click on the Get Reviewed button, and your show will be right here. If you want a full review, then go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That is a place where we not only go over the beginning of your show, like this show, but we go over the middle, the end. We also go over your website. We also have you fill out a form and bring you on the show live so you can ask questions and we point out what you're doing right and those things that maybe need just a little bit of polish. So thanks so much for listening to the Podcast Review Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement. Take care.